Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going to speak with an amazing dramatic actress, and her name is Sarah Booth. I was fortunate enough to get an early screening of a film called Last Call, a movie shot in one take. It's split screen, two actors, amazing. She's probably one of the best actresses I have ever experienced. I loved her, my wife loved her, and you're going to love her too. Why don't we just get Sarah Booth on the phone and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am amazing. So you're a Canadian actress, but what did you do to get your SAG card?
Oh, well, actually, the unions are affiliated. So as soon as you go into the other country, you can just like opt into the union right away if you feel like that's the right choice for you.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't given to you. You still did your hard work to get into acting.
I certainly did. Yes, I did.
What is the UDA and the CAEA?
So UDA is the French union up here in Canada because we have one province that is very bilingual, mostly French speaking. So we have our own little Hollywood here in Quebec where we have all our own productions. So we have our own union. And then the CAEA is equity, actors equity in Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that where all the production is right now up in Canada?
Well, that's where I am right now. I am up
really?
Here. Yeah, it's really starting back up here. I've been up here for a couple months, actually.
Wow. Because I interviewed a couple of actresses up there and they go, I am working so much right now. I am working so much right now. I'm so thankful. I'm like, good for you.
Yeah, no, it's great because a lot of the American productions have started up again, but they want to hire as local as possible. So it's kind of a win-win for us right now, I have to say.
So you speak French?
I speak fluent French. Yes, I do.
Can I hear just a little bit?
Ben oui, je parle très bien français. Je suis née à Montréal et j'habite au Québec. Et ma mère est française.
You're not faking it. That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, so on your Instagram pictures, there's a picture of a Yorkie. Is that your dog?
That is my dog. He is currently sitting on my lap wearing his cute little sweater. He is the love of my life.
Yeah, I used to have Yorkies too. I used to love the clip. You don't really clip their ears. It's just cutting the hair, but it makes the top of it look super cute. I used to do that to my dog all the time.
Yes, it's actually the first time I got the Yorkie ears for him. I went to a groomer here in my hometown that I've never been to before, and she said, you should try Yorkie ears. So he looks super cute with them. Yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Puck. And he has an Instagram. His Instagram is at Little Pucker.
Yeah. That's great. So did he have a cameo in Are You My Mommy?
He did. Yeah. He's in a lot of our movies, a lot of our shorts, music videos, because he's just the cutest.
Wow. Yeah. So another picture on there. You're doing the actual Chinese splits. Ouch. All the way across. I mean, that's crazy.
Oh.
It's next to the one to where you're like doing the exercising on the pole dancing. So you must be a gymnast, right?
Yes. I remember that. You know what? I just grew up kind of doing kind of all sorts of sports and dance. So, you know, you kind of mix both together and you kind of find some fun, extreme versions of both that you put together.
Seems like it paid off amazingly because I saw that you've done some stunts. I guess you've done stunts for other actresses. I saw your demo reels. One of the best demo reels I've ever seen. You are a badass.
Thank you. What's really fun is I started to dabble in stunts before I moved to LA just over 5 years ago. And then when I moved to LA, you're looking for any kind of job you can get when you first get there. And you're just like exploring stuff. And I came across the Universal Studios Waterworld show and auditioned, and I got the part. And honestly, like, hands down, the best consistent job I've ever had. I had such a great time doing that show. So I was able to do full-on crazy stunts for like 3.5 years in a live show in front of like 3,000 people 5 times a day. It was so fun.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because it seems like you like the knife a lot, like you're stabbing someone.
Oh, yeah. I just play those characters all the time. But what's so funny is like when people meet me in real life, they're like, oh my gosh, you're so like nice and bubbly, and like I expected to meet someone that was like vicious.
Don't piss you off, right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't gotten that mad yet, so we'll find out.
Well, from your acting reels, whether it's a knife or a bucket, you're smacking somebody, or just with your hands, I mean, it's professional. You can tell you've had some training. You're hitting that big heavy bag, and then you squat down. It's like kidney.
Yes. I've had great trainers, so I'm very lucky that I was always surrounded by people that are just know what they're doing and always willing to help you with a new skill. You know, it was just like, it's such a fun environment. Some people are the best. set people I just have such a great time with. They keep it fun and fresh and safe.
So what part did you play on SWAT, and did you meet Shamar more?
I did, yes. I had a part. It's in the episode where there's like the Garda trucks, you know, that go to the banks and like go to like, you know, pick up money. Yeah. So I was playing one of those security officers. I got to be there for quite a bit because there's like a lot of action sequences. I was there for just over a week.
Wow.
So I got to hang out with the cast a lot. Yeah, we had a really, really fun time doing like all the big stunts. Yeah, and it was fun that I got to like actually play a character too. So we kind of got to like mix both together, which was really nice.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
So this video game you're in, you won Best Actress. It's called Far Cry 5. So I'm kind of curious, how does that work? Because your character is kind of like truck driver-ish. Did they scan your face?
Oh, yeah.
And they animate the body, then you come do the voiceover? Or do you participate in the scenes as well?
So what happens, every character in each video game is captured a little bit differently. Sometimes people will do the body, the voice, the facial capture, everything. Sometimes the body is done by one actor, the voice is done by usually like a bigger name if they're just doing the voice, blah, blah, blah. This is the first character that I was able to do everything for. So it was my movement, my face, my voice. And basically what they do is once they capture all of your movements, and we shot all the scenes in mocap suits, and then they also do a face scan so that they can really get all the details of your face. And then what's fun with that after is they can play with it. So they can make you look a little bit different. So what's fun is that when I see the video game, and the first time I watched it, I was like, I had such like a brain like rant, because I was like, that's my voice. She kind of looks like me, but that's not me. It was really trippy, but it was really fun. It was very, very cool experience. Yeah.
Wow. Law and Order. Amazing, amazing performance. Loved it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That was one of the best shooting experiences I've ever had in my life. It was a dream come true. It was everything you would ever think it is. Going to New York, being driven around, staying at the nicest hotel, going to set on the biggest TV show in New York is just like, wow, pinch me, please.
You're an established actress now, but you were a writer, miscellaneous crew, the stunts, camera, lighting. I mean, it seems like you've done all the behind the scenes stuff as well.
Well, you know what? When I went to theater school, I was lucky that I was in a program that taught me not only how to act, but how to put on a show. So I feel like I kind of took that with me when I left theater school. And also the first thing they tell you is, you know, you're super excited, you graduate, you're like, acting world, I'm ready. And then everyone's like, you've never done anything, like no one cares. So you have to put up your own stuff. You know, you have to like do your own thing. So that's what I did. I started putting up shows, and then shows became shorts, and then shorts became movies. Sometimes you're just like, they call you and you're like, hey, we're shooting a short, like, can you come like help with lights and sound? And you're like, yeah, no problem. So you kind of just learn how to do everything. I'm not an expert. Then when you go on big set, you super appreciate what everyone does. You know how hard it is.
That is true, because you know everyone else's job and you don't take it for granted, because you know it takes a village, obviously.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And you know, also huge acting learning moment is you realize that you're not as important as you think you are. And I mean that in the best way possible.
True.
To take pressure off of you.
Uh-huh.
You're part of this huge team that you have to work together. It's not all about you. It's about the project, you know?
There's a movie that I got a screener of. It's called Last Call. It's not just a film. It's a heart opener. It deals with mental health. My wife and I watched it last night. We think that you're one of the best dramatic actors out there. You are amazing.
Oh my goodness. That's,
yeah.
Woo, thank you. That's very, very kind of you. Thank you so much.
You were talking just about your theater experience, and this movie is like theater because it's shot in one take.
I know.
I believed your character, like in Good Will Hunting, I'm like, oh, really? Is Matt Damon really the janitor? Okay, I'll go along with it. You know, it's a good movie. But I believed you. I believed this backstory about your sons. I won't give away too much. But wow, one take and just your dramatic. My wife was crying and we could feel what you're feeling. That's not easy to do. And one take. I'm so impressed. I'm so impressed with that.
Thank you. Honestly, it was one of the most incredible acting experiences of my life. As you said, I was trained in theater. So I love the exhilaration of being in the moment. And if something goes wrong, you figure it out in the moment. That's so, for me, that high is like, oh, amazing. So being able to bring both worlds together, shooting a movie is like stressful enough, even though you can be like, okay, cut, let's do it again. You know, you're still stressed as an actor because you want to like bring the goods, right?
Right.
Before every take that we would roll on, the sound guy, because like we each had a sound person following us.
Right.
He could hear my heartbeat for the first 15 minutes of the movie. Like, boom, boom, boom. And then I would settle in a little bit.
That's real acting. You know, not like movies, but then you do a movie that's like a theater. And then the split screen and the other actors doing the exact same thing and you're talking to them on the telephone.
Yeah, and it was at the same time, too. A lot of people watch the movie and think that, okay, we shot, you know, David's part.
No.
And then we shot my part. No, like each time we shot it was in real time. We were on the phone at the same time together.
I believed it.
A whole other thing, you know, with like technology. Relying on tech, you're like, oh, you cross your fingers.
You had your character so down. It's like you had such compassion, even though you had your own issues going on and you were so worried about that situation. Like you took yourself out of that to help out another person. And it's like watching a scary movie kind of, and you're on the edge of your seat is what it was like.
Yeah.
But wow. And then kudos to you guys for taking on a mental health issue and actually giving some of the proceeds to the cause is awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like when we first made the movie, we had the story we wanted to tell, which for us wasn't saying, oh, we are experts on mental health or anything like that. Like we weren't going out there to necessarily put out a piece to represent a cause or anything like that. We just went out and told a real story. And then once we watched it and we got other people to watch it, an expert in mental health to watch it, because we didn't want to say, oh, this is about mental health. And, you know, there's so many triggers and things like that. So once we got experts to watch it and they validated it and said, no, this is a really great representation of like a situation that could happen. And that's when we were like, okay, they said this is a great tool. And we went with that. And it's been great because the people that have watched it that are crisis phone operators or first responders or anything of that have to deal with mental health, the feedback from them has been great, and it's been really nice for them to watch something that feels real to them. And we're super grateful that we were able to represent that, for sure. Yeah.
And you won 2 Best Actress Awards for that film?
Yeah. It's been to so many amazing film festivals, and we've been so lucky. We've won so many awards. David has won so many Best Actor Awards. I've won a lot of Best Actors Awards. Gavin's won Best Director. The film, cinematography, so many things. So we've been really, really lucky that we've had such a great response from all these festivals.
That camera guy should win an award for following you around for an hour with that big heavy camera. I don't know how they did it.
He's amazing. His name is Seth. He's amazing. Honestly, it was a dance with him, and it was awesome because it was very natural when he would come in for close-ups. You know, as an actor, you know kind of like what looks good and what doesn't look good when you watch yourself. So you kind of know how to play with the camera a little bit. We had a lot of fun.
So I was looking at the credits at the end and a lot of special thanks. I noticed Michael's your husband's middle name, but there was a special thanks to a Michael Booth. Is there another Michael Booth out there?
That's his dad.
Okay. Okay. That's where he got his name from. Okay.
Yeah. That's his dad. Yeah. We shot in Windsor. Windsor is Gavin's hometown, and it's so amazing to shoot there because Gavin has such a great support system. So that's why we have so many thank yous, because we have so many people to thank because so many people helped us. Sometimes it's nice to just go home and make your passion. You got to find the equal balance in your career too.
So last call this Friday, the 18th, it's released in theaters and then in October 27th on Apple TV. Am I correct?
Yeah, on Apple TV and most like VOD platforms. We're in Alamo Draft House in the States, which you can also rent. You can rent the movie virtually. And in Canada, we're at Lakeshore Cinemas, which people in Canada, cinemas are open. So if you feel like going to the cinema, you can in Canada.
Wow. So like a young actor or actress getting into the business today, what advice would you have for them?
Oh, have fun. Someone told me that when I was younger and I rolled my eyes and I was like, okay, have fun. No, seriously, in every scene, and I'm not saying like, just have fun, like generally, every scene, every audition, every moment, find the fun in it because it will just make everything so much more delicious in this industry because it's real easy to get too concerned.
That's good because I remember that interview and Jack Nicholson, and they're like, Jack, you're off camera. You don't have to give it your all. He's like, I love acting, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. You know what? Sometimes I'll get like 3 auditions in like a couple days, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and I'm stressed, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, go back to being a kid where it's like, I get to like find a little outfit, find this character, who she is, have some fun with this. You know, you just got to go back to the basics and find the fun in it again, because we get worked up in the, oh, I have to deliver this. It has to be perfect. I want to book the job. And you know, at the end of the day, like just do what you're supposed to do and the rest will take care of itself.
I love that. I love that answer.
Yeah.
I just love it. So simple. Have fun. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So where's the best places for people to find you online if they want more information?
On our movie, The Last Call, they can find us on Instagram, Last Call One Take. And of course, on Facebook, Last Call One Take Movie. They can also find me on Instagram at Sarah with an H Film Booth. Same handles on Twitter. Follow us. You'll know all the updates, all the reviews, all the fun stuff that's coming up with the movie.
So wrapping up here, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I would just like, you know, tell everyone who's listening to this to watch that movie in one sitting if you're going to watch it, first of all. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you are in the industry, just make your own stuff.
Yes.
For me, it's been the most important step in my career. I've been so lucky to work on also great commercial big stuff. But every time I've made something with Gavin, he's my creative partner, it has made the biggest difference in my career. So have fun making your own stuff. Enjoy it.
That's right. Get off the couch and do it. Don't wait for the phone to ring.
Yes. I know it's like that eye rolling, like, but I'm an actor and I just want to act. And I know, you know, sometimes you just want to act. But again, if you find the fun in it, and it's sometimes you don't even have to do it for like, oh, we have to make this movie to make money. Like,
exactly.
Just get together and like put stuff on camera and have fun with your friends, and something might come out of it. You never know.
Wow. Sarah, thank you so much for being my guest today. Just thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
You're so welcome. Nice to speak with you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Move over, Meryl Streep. It's Sarah Booth time. This is one amazing actress. The movie is called Last Call. The other actor on the other side of the telephone call is David Wilkins, and he's coming up on the very next podcast, and you'll get to see his point of view of the movie. You probably might recognize him, as he is pretty famous. He won $1 million for the 2014 Doritos Super Bowl commercial challenge. It was the Time Machine.
It's the future.
You don't want to miss that podcast, because right afterwards you can say, you've got daved. We have so many amazing podcasts coming up, including a couple more newbies, an Indonesian pop star. Wherever you're listening, be sure to leave a comment, review, like, and share. Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact, well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap, you got a problem with that? Loosen up, and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E, we got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched, I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop, because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice, I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know, what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson one, everybody sit down. JK is gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson one, it's time for lesson two. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a five line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life spun out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this all, man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor, to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back go my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl. But it was all worth it, I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out. Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.